Oh, Zosha, happy Q Day.
I love it. Happy Q Day, Lauren. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get to hear the amazing harmonics of Q again?
Oh my gosh. Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
Of course not. This is beautiful. Oh, please. I just have to say really quick, jump in. And I know it's for both of us. BBS to me now, as I realize, BBS really is the station of the light. How beautiful to keep hosting and allowing the harmonics and the consciousness, the friendship and the love of Q to keep coming across the radio airwaves. Oh, it's beautiful. They're the station of the light. This station, I won't share because it's personal things. Well, I don't feel so, but that just to live by integrity and to do your mission and follow your heart is so inspiring to me. So thank you, BBS, for all you share. And of course, also to Q and Mermaid. I said it once before, I'll say it again. I'll never deviate in my love for both of you, the whole team, for the people, and you too, sis.
Oh my goodness, that's so beautiful. And I'll have what she's having. I second everything you just said. I love working with BBS, and I'm just yes, just I mean, you can't get any better,
It's
I just
easy
love
when
it.
you're working with people of light. Right?
That's
It's
right.
just easy. It's peaceful. It's just the resonance is
Yeah.
peace. Peace. You sound good. You sound like peace.
I you know what? It's been I've been having a great day. It's beautiful and sunny and gorgeous here, and yeah, it's been fantastic. What about you? How's the weather where you are?
Yeah, same. Sunny summer, you know. The sun's out. It was really hot. Now it's cool again, but it's all been beautiful. And just back to the shows, I just love listening to them as the consciousness. It's just we'll talk about this. We've talked about this before. It's, even though it's a repeat, you feel the consciousness of Q, that wisdom coming through as if he's right here with us, right? Of course, because that's how Source works, right?
That's
Always.
right.
Always with us. So there were so
That's
many
right.
standouts in those shows. It's like, huh, so synchronistic. How did you feel about it?
Absolutely. And it's so funny, Zosha, because I remember one time I was sitting here and I'm like, gosh, Q, where are you? We miss you. And all of a sudden on YouTube, the song by Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking, pops up. And I'm like, ah, because I know that was cute.
A little love note.
A little love note. So I was inspired to read the lyrics to the song because I feel like it's gonna be a love note to everyone from Q. So all right, here we go. You turn me up. Excuse me. You turn me on. You lift me up. Like the sweetest cup I'd share with you. You lift me up. Don't you ever stop. I'm here with you. N now it's all or nothing, 'cause you say you'll follow through. You follow me, and I follow you. What you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all cracks up? What you gonna do when the love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who is gonna come and turn the tide? What's it gonna take to make a dream survive? Who's got the touch to calm the storm inside? Who's gonna save you? Alive and kicking. Stay until your love is alive and kicking. Stay till your love is, until your love is alive. And then it goes on. Here we go. Oh, you lift me up to the crucial top. So I can see. Oh, you lead me on till the feelings come and the lights that shine on. But if that don't mean nothing, like if someday it should fall through, you take me home where the magic's from and I'll be with you. And it just, I'm like, oh my God, it's an amazing song. So Q mentioned at the end of PRQ, he said, alive and kicking. So, like, oh, of
Yeah, he
course.
did.
Wink, wink. So, I wanted to share that. I was just inspired.
It. It's so beautiful. Thanks for reading that, Lauren. It's just Like you said, synchronistic, and he said it in the show, and you already had the song lined up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just he's here with us. He's never left. He's
No.
right,
Yeah.
and we all get our own little we all have our own unique connection with Q and Mermaid, and they speak to us in our own unique, ways. So yeah, I just wanted to share that.
I love that so much. It just makes me smile. I have that in my playlist as well. Maybe he'll sing that for us all one day. If he hasn't, right? I don't feel he has. It's funny you said that because I remember too. I'd call it, I'm like, okay, same thing. Like, where are you guys? Just say that out loud. I'm a little weird in my little banter in myself. And I was just like, all right, Papa. Mama, where are you? And then I was joking with myself. It's like, well, I feel I like Papa better because Daddy just sounds weird, maybe.
I don't know. Trump was called daddy this
Oh my
week.
God, you just took my punchline away. Come on, girl.
I stole your thunder. Okay.
Shush yourself.
Okay, I'm gonna sit down.
I know that's so funny, but it was that, and I saw that come across. I forgot the country where the gentleman was from. So in case others didn't hear it, he called Donald Trump daddy, and it was funny because there was a clip, whatever's real or not, but it's what was out there. There was a clip of some reporter asking him about that, and he's like, "Oh, I think he liked me." It was a term of endearment, and then I start to see these little spoofs on it, and I'm like, "Daddy's home, Dad," and they start singing the music. It's just so much fun.
That's
It's
hilarious.
so fun.
Marco Rubio is just cracking up. He can't stop laughing. Like, I don't know what I would do if I was on stage. I would
I
probably
can't
have to
stop
turn
laughing.
around.
The humor, it continues, Q Trump. The humor continues. That's it's always been so fun about it. It's like it comes to me, it's like a symphony. All these different notes being played, these spectacular, incredible notes. On all these different ways. It was funny. So yay. So
That's so funny. Well, I know we were talking, and there was, some things that, came up for you, that you were inspired to share.
yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you. It came to me. There was a couple things. Just so it's spontaneous, but when you introduced yourself, you said, "I'm Lauren." So prove to me that you're Lauren.
Well, I just know, but how do you know? You're gonna feel it in my harmonics. How do I know you're Zosha?
Exactly.
Right? It's like I
Yeah.
it's in the harmonics, it's in the feeling, and it's like, do you believe it or do you know it?
And what is it? And what is the identity? That's where Q is always so beautiful, really, really trying to keep us away from the identity. It's a distraction, possibly, right? So, what are we? Spirit. So, I feel your spirit, whatever you call yourself.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
and you listen, you feel Q, you feel Mermaid, all of us, BBA, who are that? You know what I mean? It's just interesting, and I just dwelt in that for a while. And it just touches on such a bigger and deeper topic, like you just said, with knowing. Do you want to say any more about that?
Yeah, it's, how do you distinguish? I was writing some notes and I'm like, how do you distinguish? Okay, so you either believe something or you know it. And I remember Q saying, okay, belief is ch you're chasing information if you believe it. But when you know it, y y no deliberation, no doubt, it's just bam. You just know it. It's you feel it, and it's almost it's I remember him saying it's almost unteachable. You can't really teach it. You just have to experience it for yourself to come to that knowing.
Exactly. Exactly too. And how do I go to it when I listen, when I feel Q speaking? What do I consistently feel? It is a consistency. You touched on that last week as well, but it's this coherence of his harmonics. It's coherent. There's no chaos. There's no confusion. He's consistent. That's what was cool listening to the older show, right? Consistent, consistent, consistent truth. That's That's the truth, and that knowing you just feel it. And I learned this many, many years ago through my 20 years, and it's how I would vet certain reader, excuse me, certain authors, and it's how I could pull out what the truth was. It almost like it came bold, and I could read it or read other authors, and it just felt kind of weak, didn't hold much. I don't know how to say it. It's not an insult to the author, but it didn't hold that bottom line truth where you can't negate it. I
That's
don't know how to
right.
say it. I don't want to go too much off in that direction, but it's just coherent. Cues use the word clean. It's consistent. I feel uplifted. I feel inspired and uplifted, and nothing's ever asked of me.
That's right. And
I'm strengthened.
that's,
The pointing
sorry.
back to me one more piece. Last week on a show, a caller was thanking him, was thanking Q for something, and he said, "Thank you for recognizing yourself." Who do you ever meet anywhere that might say something like that to you, that like take the attention off themselves and put it back to you?
That's
That's
right.
profound stuff.
It is profound. And just to piggyback onto that, Zosia, Q has always, a lot of people will take the message literally when sometimes it can be literal, but really, he's speaking in a multi, excuse me, he's speaking to multiple frequencies. A multi, if you want to use the word dimension. So it's going to be, the message is going to be different depending on what frequency you're at. So the message isn't going to be the same for everyone. And it took me a while to get there because I'm like, okay, I want to know the answer. Yes or no, black and white. Tell me, and it's just not like that. Right? It's just, that's not how it works. We're all on our own ascension journey. Go ahead, Zosia.
No, I was just going to agree with you. Absolutely. That's beautiful to point that out too. And it's also the beauty of listening to older shows of what he shared. They're still fresh because they're alive. The words that he speaks from source, they're for me, they're alive. They're always alive. They're always there to grasp. To your point, I've had an internal question and I'd feel him speak and I didn't get that answer until 10 months later. Sometimes, maybe because I heard him again, it's why I love hearing the repeats again. It just infuses me and allows my light to grow. I observe it. I know more. I'm calmer. I'm quieter. That's because that light coming through, vibrating through us like a tuning fork, as well, is how it comes to me as well.
That's right. And I love how on today's show on Timelines, it was the first Timeline show, I believe, and
Yes.
he gave examples of, getting on a timeline and where you can get caught in a timeline is playing with the emotions. Anything to get you out of your peace, right? Chaos, confusion, it's brilliant. I mean, it's very simple, not so easy when you're in the middle of it. Don't get me wrong. The message is clear and simple, but it does take a little, it takes some practice. But once you get more into that place of peace and you remove the things that no longer serve you anymore, man, I mean it's like I don't know. I mean it's like nothing's gonna You might get knocked down. I'm on the journey. I'm not perfect. I'm learning. The Arizona Angel will know what I mean when I say, yeah, I have my suck my thumb moments where I'm upset and crying and I'm like, oh God, why did this happen again? But then, okay, you have that moment. You get through it. You're tenacious. You don't give up. You keep going. It's that tenacity, right?
Yeah, and we've talked about that too. You just keep getting up because what other choice do you have? And that I feel just as a reminder, he spoke about when the recording between he, Mermaid, and Lucia got lost. I love this example. It got lost, and it's essentially you can go two different ways. It's like, okay, we'll do another one. We just love spending time with each other. Please listen back to the recording. This is not a direct representation of the story, but essentially, we just love being with each other. So, all right, we'll do another one. Or you could have been having a different perspective and say, huh, mermaid, that sucks. Lucia, that sucks. BBS, that sucks. We have to do it again. Different timeline, different perspective. And what does the dark want to happen? They want us to go on that timeline because you're dwelling in that past, you're dwelling in that negative. You're essentially being distracted from your inner state of being, which is where you create from. So anything that keeps us distracted, anything and everything that keeps us distracted is to keep us from going within and creating.
That's right. That's right. Hence, hence the media, the news, and Zosha. This ties into a Trump tweet that I wanted to share. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So it goes like this. So Trump and I can't take credit for this. A message was sent. Antonio had posted this on one of his sites, and I just was like, oh, I just love this. So give credit to Antonio. So it says Trump says, Q Trump says, reality itself is built on love, and that's what we're seeing right now. The events that happen in this world are only a reflection of what we carry within ourselves. It's very simple, very beautiful, and very true. What appears as conflict is really an invitation to awaken to a higher understanding. We sent a strong message, but we also opened a door for peace and harmony because that's where this is all going. And he goes on that this is obviously talking about what just happened over in the Middle East, excuse me. He says, I am pleased to say that no one was truly harmed because deep down at the core, we are all one. The noise of aggression is just a shadow trying to remember the light. Now, let me repeat that. The noise of aggression is just a shadow trying to remember the light. I want to thank everyone for choosing the path of love and understanding, making it possible for no lives to be lost and no further wounds to the heart of the world. Perhaps this is a sign that we can now proceed to peace, harmony, and unity in this beautiful, sacred space we call Earth. I will always encourage every nation, every person, every heart to remember the great truth that love is the foundation of reality and everything returns to it. Thank you for allowing love to guide us. Together we win, together we rise. I love that.
Perfect. Couldn't say it better. It excites me to no end just for that, for all that you just shared. And Donald Trump, thank you, Q. We're merging. Our lanes are starting to merge. It's very cool to see it in the public domain like that. It's exciting to no end. Beautiful, just beautiful.
Thank you. I'm interested. I'm wondering how people took that because a lot of people don't even realize that, what's going on the inside is creating the outer. So if we keep feeding that timeline, you're going to keep getting that timeline. So, you know what I mean? Most people do not understand that. They don't get that. But we're all, like you said, we're all getting the lights coming. We're getting, more the light in us, and everyone's getting the truth, whether they want it or not. But it's up to them to do the inner work.
Yes, Q says everyone has to know. You just have to know to sort the light, to sort the knowledge. And to me, that points to what you were discussing earlier, the tenacity we have to keep getting up. It doesn't matter what the outer conditions are, as Max Spears would say. It doesn't matter if we're crying or sad or angry. It just doesn't matter. Put it to the side. Just for me, put it to the side. And I see the opportunity versus the obstacle in what I have, and it's just perspective, kind of like what Q shared about the missing tape or the lost tape, he called it. Two different perspectives he gave granular examples of. Perfect. It's as simple as that. If we choose, it's as simple as that. It doesn't deny what we're feeling for me. It doesn't deny those feelings. You can see them, but you just don't have to get caught up in the distraction. They're meant to distract. Just let them go, watch them float on by, and keep on going.
That's right. That's right. I had something happen here recently where I had things popping up, feelings popping up, and I allowed myself to feel them, because if I don't and you suppress it, then it just keeps coming back up and what you resist persists. So I'm like, okay, well, let me feel this and then all right, I'm done. And now everyone has their own way of doing. You have your own way, Zosha. I have mine. But what matters is getting on the other side, and whatever process works for you, right? It's
Yeah,
perfect.
you just don't have to take a bath in it. I don't know, sometimes people, at least in my world and outside the world, sometimes people don't know that, don't seem to realize it's an option to not see it some way. You can see it a different way. You know, but like you said, it's just everyone's journey, everyone's choice. That's what's always so cool too. A Q will point to our choices. That's what's amazing about this. In our, we are responsible for our own journey in each choice that we make. No one else,
Right.
just us.
That's
That's
right.
empowering or debilitating to some. Who knows? I know we speak to the choir out here, so it's beautiful. And do you want to add anything to that? Because I had a piece too that stood out to me
Oh, please go ahead.
this week, and it touches on so many different levels. And a while back, Four of the People shared an article. And thank you for the people. It's really profound what comes through for the people, just to be on top of everything. And just so much wisdom comes through, of course. For the People shared the article Fly Free. And in it, they referenced the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull. So I purchased it because I hadn't heard of it and I wanted to read it. And Lauren, you have one coming your way because I was so inspired by it. I felt to
Aw, thank
share
you.
with you, my sister.
You're so sweet.
It's a small book. It's an easy read. It's just beautiful. And I just wanted to summarize it. For me, it's just really a stunning metaphor on our expression in this place. So synchronistically, I had started it and just finished it this week, and I just wanted to summarize the passage to kind of just make it a little bit easier to follow. It's easy to read, but it's on page 90 if anybody has it. So it's about the seagull. It's about seagulls. So the seagull, Fletcher, turned to his instructor, and there was a moment of fright in his eye. He said, "Me leading? What do you mean? Me leading? You are the instructor here. You couldn't leave." The instructor said, "Couldn't I? Don't you think that there might be other flocks? Other Fletchers that need an instructor more than this one that's on its way toward the light?" Fletcher says, "Me? I'm just a plain seagull and you're dot dot dot." And this instructor says, "You don't need me any longer. You need to keep finding yourself a little more each day. That real, unlimited Fletcher seagull. He is your instructor. You need to understand him and to practice him." A moment later, the instructor's body wavered in the air, shimmering, and began to go transparent. "Don't let them spread silly rumors about me or make me a god. Okay, Fletch? I'm a seagull. I like to fly." Fletcher calls out to him, "Poor Fletch. Don't believe what your eyes are telling you. All they show is limitation. Look with your understanding. Find out what you already know. And you will see the way to fly." The instructor vanished into empty air. That's the piece.
Oh, Zosha, that's so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Isn't that amazing? It's
It's,
just
I
go.
mean, the synchronicity and this is what came to me. This is exactly what came to me as you were reading it. He says, "Me, a leader? What?" Yeah, and he's like, "You don't need me anymore." So this is, I saved this quote from Edward Teller that For the People dot space posted. And it says, "When you get to the end of all the light you know, and it's time to step into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things shall happen. Either you will be given something solid to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly." And
Perfect.
That's exactly what came to me. So isn't that like what is that? I feel that's what Q is doing right now with us, right?
Exactly. We get to the t there's a certain point the teacher leaves. How, not saying for not putting any timelines out there, but at least that's what we can divine and garner from what's happening. Because of that, I see it in my own life. It makes me go within even deeper, even deeper. Again, back to he always points to us. Thank you for seeing yourself.
Exactly,
It's
because
our choice what we do.
that's right. And it's easy to sit and listen to him talk on the phone all day on Saturday and just be that passive participant. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, like, just an observation. Because a lot of times I'm like, I want to call in, but I don't know what I'm going to sound silly or. But then when you actually become an active participant in how, you're making changes in your life, getting fed up with like I can't do this anymore and really taking a look at okay, what do I need to what needs to happen? Something I've got to take a step, right? Even if it's a small step, I got to take a step. Just like with my job, I can't do this anymore. It's making me sick. So what's my alternative? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I have no clue. I don't know what the path looks like. But it takes, acting in spite of fear. This is courage. Lucia taught me that. And Osho even said, I think Osho said, courage is having a love affair with the unknown. It's not that it's easy, but you got to take a step. So I feel that Q stepping back is giving us this time to do this, okay, well, what do I do now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes everyone start searching instead of, like you said, putting it on cue. It's up to us, and he's always pointed to that. And I can say from experience as a mother, one of the hardest parts is really when you're seeing your children get to a certain point of recognizing, okay, I have to let them go. I have to let them figure it out. And it's, as a feeling person, I could feel my children's stuff, but knowing deep down, it was like a deeper faith they have to, if they're not going to develop into, they won't be able to just develop back to the chrysalis and the butterfly. If you're picking at it and always holding it and cradling it, it just isn't going to bloom. That period is required. In hindsight, as I see with my children, I wasn't always perfect at it, for sure. But I had to look at myself and like, this really hurts. Let them go. I had to conquer my own fear. Like, what am I so scared about? All right, they mess up. Fantastic. Now we get to talk about it. So just took a minute, took a few minutes. But it's kind of funny that we started the part at the beginning of the show as Mama and Papa. So he also, Q always speaks about the birds as well. It's kind of funny because the mama birds will push their babies out of the nest to learn to fly. And also my son was doing something really difficult over the past couple of weeks, and we had to talk about it. I said, as an older person, it's so difficult to do something. It's cool if you feel fear. That's normal. I'm just saying this. Like, if you feel certain things, that is very normal. You're in a human vessel. Anything new, it's unknown, it's nerve-wracking. I said, but from my perspective, I also know how much this will make you grow. And then we just talked about it in the past. Remember when you were this age and you were worried about this? Remember when you were this age and you were worried about this? And same for us as we look back in our lives. I'll never really turn away the difficulties. In spite of the fact that they may have been put on me, I grew immensely. So it's a big F you to the dark, because the light will always grow. When we're tenacious and we just keep getting up, it's not what happens to us. We will always rise, always rise. We always get up. It
That's
might take a
right.
little longer one moment, but it'll always get up. And I just had one more piece to read from it, which I hadn't prepared to do it, but I remember this was here. It's actually on the page before, but the instructor said, okay, Fletch, you don't love that. You don't love hatred and evil, of course. You have to practice and see the real goal, the good in every one of them, and to help them see it in themselves. That's what I mean by love. It's fun when you get the knack of it. And to me, that ties into what you shared from Donald Trump. In a way, we don't love the deeds,
Right.
but it's a higher frequency ultimately when you know the light in individuals.
Right.
You
Right.
know, it's fascinating, but you know, it's another game here too, because not all beings have light. You know, so it's always a little tricky, knowing the terrain that Q has spoken about too. But ultimately, we always hold that space. We're knowing. I don't know. I don't want to go down that side route.
Exactly.
But it's a beautiful, really a beautiful, beautiful book. And thank you for the people for again sharing it. Their article wasn't really even about the book. So, but it's beautiful if you're inspired to read it.
Well, I will just piggyback onto that is that the For the People Fly Free article was beautiful because it talks about, basically you have this program, DNA blockages, programs running through us, where our body is basically a recording system, and all the epigenetics of all of our ancestors before us is housed, right? And certain things will come up, and it's coming up for a reason. You're ready. So my interpretation is it's coming up because you're ready to grow. It's time.
Yeah.
But right, but what something you need to it's time to clear what's been, holding you back, if you will. And so I love how they said, don't beat yourself up. It's okay, but just sit with it and okay, well, what really is the underlying theme of this that's going on? Right. And just to observe it, and it's working with your spirit. It's learning how to communicate with your spirit and to stay anchored in your spirit. Because really, I mean, that's we're coming back to who we are as source, right?
Yeah, we're cleaning the crap out of us and off of us. I love what they said too, kind of to touch on what you said, that the Fly Free article states, when unwanted circumstances and conditions appear, and then they put in quotes, pay attention, become clear about what it represents and clear it.
I love that.
It's just practical. And what you touched on as well, instead of beating yourself up, trying harder, or hoping things magically improve, they say identify everything that arises from these experiences, clear the DNA of abuse, betrayal, suffering, abandonment, rage, heartbreak, shock, trauma, apathy, hatred, weakness, and victimhood, etc. And your circumstances will, which is in capital, will improve.
That's right. And
And
it
that
also,
comes back to the tenacity, right? You just,
yeah.
okay, all right, one more thing coming up, like you're saying. Go ahead, go ahead.
Exactly. And it also, I loved how it says here, karma, if you want to call it that, is mostly trauma handed down through DNA that presents itself every time you want to upgrade your life. Why? Because it's in the way of your upgrades and must be recognized to be removed. So, we're all doing it in our own way. I have mine. You have, like, we all have it. But, and it takes that tenacity. It's just, I remember telling you at one point, well, I told you this week, I said, I feel scared, Sosha. I feel scared. And I had to acknowledge that feeling that I was experiencing, even though it's not real, but I had to acknowledge it. Because that for me that helps me to process and okay, I'm recognizing and acknowledging, but what am I going to do about it? Right?
Yeah, what'd you do? If you want, I'm not asking you specifics.
I really
You're
had
a...
to. No, it's
Take a
okay.
breath, take a
No,
breath.
it's all good. I mean, I really had to sit with it and observe it and write things, ask, well, why are you feeling this way? And just really do a deep dive into it. Well, what's the worst that can happen? Right? And a beautiful angel I was able to talk to, two individuals that I was able to talk to, that really assisted me. So I'm so grateful. And everything that it always comes through at the perfect time, right? Like I had a song sent to me that I saw it and immediately I started tearing up. And I'm at this little cafe, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to keep my shit together here because I'm playing. It's a Frank Sinatra song, "Young at Heart," and you know who you are, who sent it. But it was exactly what I needed, and it was like that little that hug, that sweet hug. That it's gonna be okay, Lauren. It's gonna be okay. You got this, girl.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And that's it. It's just a pro it's a process. It maybe it doesn't have to be a process for some, but it is just a process. And it's been a long time we've had stuff put on us. So breaking through for me is well, I just feel like of course it's kind of scary 'cause just not knowing our path, our beautiful path that we create is unknown. We're getting used to that. You know, we're getting used to that, and leaving this place is very noisy. Not leaving this
Exactly.
place per se, but leaving this, well, I don't know how each person wants to say it. For me, it's leaving this place, going within. It's cozy and warm inside. I can be in this place, but not of this place, as I've heard before in the past. So it's just an observation and a detachment, but I go my own way by following my heart. And the beauty of what you're discussing too, these synchronicities, these love notes that come, these winks from the universe are so sweet because it's just like, you got it. You know, it's like someone in a marathon, not that I ran one, but someone in a marathon handing you water, like, keep going, you got it. And it's really maybe with faith, I use that word, that faith within and in myself. I know everything is getting better. I might not know the pace, but I know in my heart. I know what's coming. I just did, and I do, and it's the journey. I wouldn't trade it for anything to feel at this level. It's such a, remember Q saying that too, like the ability to feel outside of here. There's not even maybe that is not even as much feeling to feel. Reframed it when he said that too. It's like, huh, you know, what if we did, we talked about this once, I feel a while ago, Lauren. What if we did go to a place where there's nothing? It's just easy. Or maybe Q spoke about it. It's easy. It's just easy. What if you're laying on the beach? What if you get to hang out at the beach for your rest of your existence? I was like, oh, I don't know. I want to try other things. You know, and like you said, and then with the rainy day and all of that, anyway, we'll have fun creating and just all of the articles sharing the technology coming. Is beyond excitement. Oh, and today the flying carpet was mentioned again. Oh, I was so excited when that was first mentioned by Q. Like, don't you just want the flying carpet right now? And
Yes.
just, yes.
I love it.
It's our space. We could take it where we want, go where we want. It's our space. No, we'll be in a place. No one will ever touch it. We'd never even consider touching it.
That's right. And Zosha, this brings in this is synchronicity to what I wanted to share, you know, about going within, doing the work, and not knowing the path. So I remember I called into Q one time, and I asked, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm you know, explaining something to him, and it's like I know, but I don't know, and I'm not sure what to do. He knows what's going on, you know, he just knows. So I printed this out and put it on my refrigerator to remind myself. And he's basically was telling me how to work with my spirit and approaching it as, you know, well, this has to happen or else. Well, that's of the mind, right? And the, it just doesn't, his spirit doesn't work like that. And instead, he was like, well, you know, okay, I am excited about this. So spirit, show me what are the next steps, because I'm excited for it. And so, as you know, we just came back from the beautiful island of Bimini with our beautiful dolphin experience. And I saw something that really spoke to me, because I've had it's been a little challenging for me to transition back into life here. In Virginia. And so I saw this. It's called the return flight theory, and it just hit the nail on the head. It says the hardest part isn't leaving, it's returning. You come back different, but everything else stayed the same streets, the same conversations, the same problems waiting at the door. But you've changed. You've seen too much, felt too much, grown too much, And now, quote, home, unquote, doesn't fit the way it used to, because once your soul expands, you can never shrink it back. That's what that trip did for me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So I'm sitting here and I'm asking my spirit, I'm like, okay, how's this going to work? I got this, and this, X, Y, and Z, in my life going on right now. How do I get from A to D? I have no clue, but spirit, work with me, help me, show me, help my heart to process and be able to recognize what are my next steps, just to be at the ocean, to be with the beautiful dolphins, to be in the wa at the water. And Zosha, I think I shared with you this week, there's this image of this girl on a sailboat, and the boat's leaning to the side, and they're in a big body of water. I'm assuming it's the ocean. And she's leaning up against the main cabin of the boat, and she's got her arms up in the air, and the wind's blowing. And I said, this is me. That's how I felt. The ocean is expansion. The ocean is no limits, no restrictions. It's endless opportunity. It is a great teacher. And if you allow it, it will assist and support. But you have to allow. And so that just, I just thought that was beautiful. It's freedom to me. It's freedom. So I just loved that. I loved that image. It spoke to me.
It's beautiful, and having that image, I say beautiful. See, now I'm saying beautiful all the time. It's beauteous. It's beauteous because it's a form. Your image is a form of a T bar in a sense. Like it's the carrot at the end of a stick, maybe in one of your envisionments. So I feel like that's having that. That's proactive.
And
Is the faith in knowing that's going to come, but.
yeah.
That's for us to know,
Yeah.
right? But you're active. Maybe it doesn't feel as active, but for me, that is an active step.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's see, there I go saying thank you again. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh well. Oh well.
Merci, merci.
There you go. I remember a beautiful woman called into PRQ. I think I was on the line waiting, and she called in and shared her experience on the Creation Lightship with Kiwan Mermaid. And she was in the ocean with Mermaid, and she shared. Remember, she shared that Mermaid said, "The further you go out, the easier it gets." And I was like, what does that mean? Well, what does that mean? And so to me, and then with our trip here just out on the water, when you're out in that big ocean, you have to surrender, right?
Yes.
You have no choice
Exactly.
but to surrender, and just the metaphor of the waves and just being in the flow. I mean, I'm not saying that it's exciting and fun being in a squall or a storm on the ocean. I'm not saying that, but so to me, that the message was, just let go and surrender, and you get out that far, you really have no choice.
And that's kind of like the moment. That's the same metaphor as being in a moment of being in tears or in a difficult situation. You can be in the ocean like that and complain about it and say, oh, the water's too cold and this is too bad. You know, it's kind of funny when I, at least for me, when I look back at myself, it's kind of like my childish self having my own tantrum, like crying. I don't want it to be like that. You can be in the ocean doing that banter. It's just, well, you better start swimming or, you know. This may happen. You just have to move. You just have to assess. I love the phrase from the military. I've used that many times. Assess, adapt, and overcome. That's the option. Assess the situation.
I like that.
Adapt to it. And the only choice is to overcome it. There's no option to not overcome. Overcome it.
Yeah, I mean, you think about these elite fighters, your Navy SEALs, your special forces. I mean, and I've watched many, many war movies. I don't know. I just have such profound when I watch these movies and see what they go through. I'm like, oh my God. But really, like you're out there, you have no choice. You have, like you said, assess, adapt, and overcome. What other choice do you have? It takes great courage and strength and trust and faith to do. I mean, it just amazes me. It just gives me chills whenever I watch movies like that.
And it's like the reading with Fletcher, the seagull. Me? I'm just a seagull. And the instructor, or let me just say, I'm just a seagull. I'm just a this. The beauty back to the beginning where we've always been encouraged to know our spirit. There's no just in that. Our spirits, I feel even Q said it on an earlier show, you're incredible outside of here. Incredible. And I have knowings and experiences of what's going on. And you don't have to have that. Before I even had those things, it was just, wow, there's something different going on when I'm touching into my peace. Again, that's carrot at the end of my stick, is that the inner state of peace for me comes first. Then it makes it easier to assess and adapt too. You know what I mean? But just to use that example, and we've discussed it before, to you with the ocean example of having the, well, I just want to use a, make a granular example since we're talking about these, could be difficult moments or however we see it. In each moment, I really do ask myself, if I'm in a place and I don't enjoy it, if I'm in a state and I don't enjoy it, okay, what's going on? Kind of what the For the People article said. Look at it, assess it. All right, what is this? Huh, this seems ancient, this old baggage, like I said last week. It's like a bad date that won't let go. You again, like, no, I broke up with you. I broke up with you, emotion. I don't want to feel you anymore. But it comes up, and like you said, you say it and look at it, and then I choose not to participate with it. It's not always easy, because it keeps coming, but it's just that tenacity to keep. Nope, going back to inner peace, going back to inner peace. Whatever I need to do to get my me out of my mind and back into my heart. Sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it takes 1 minute. Do you know what I mean? But I just don't judge it. I just don't give it attention. And that has been so effective for me on a regular basis because I keep employing that. I keep seeing that carrot. Inner peace, inner peace. Does this person give me inner peace? No. Does this old clothing give me inner peace? No. This channel, this show, this movie, this coffee shop, this, we can use it over and over. It's pretty simple, like Hugh says, but it's not always easy.
No.
And it's just that relentless spirit to keep doing it. Inner peace, inner peace. Not to go crazy, you know what I mean? There's also a relaxation around it, but it is something I keep employing, and it's incredibly effective. And I still haven't put it down yet. So,
Yeah, it's a daily study, constant study for me. Speaking of clothing, I've been looking at what do I need to release, let go of, so I can, move on to the next phase in my journey. So I've been, okay, I got rid of some stuff this week and it feels really good. I'm like, did I really need that? No. Have I, right? So that's what I'm starting to do that again. I've been doing it in bits and pieces, and it feels really good, Zosha.
yeah, like spring cleaning.
Yeah.
You always feel lighter, right?
Yeah, you do. It's okay. Well, when I do pick up my stuff and go, it's just less to take with me.
Exactly. It's stagnant. It's stagnant energy. I've been doing the same thing. I mean, honestly, for a long time I've been doing it, but sometimes it gets slow and you see it again, and I just give it all away too. And it feels good. And then there's more things and more things. And it's like you said, what do you really need? You really don't need a lot.
No.
But just that you can almost feel the energetics move. And then there's quite joy when someone else can use it. Oh, it makes me so happy. Just to pass it along, and others can use it and turn it into something else or whatever. But I'm concerned I'll just have like walls. No, it's definitely not that bad yet, but it's like you said, lovely. But it also applies to everything, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, overall, much of my adult life, friends would change and I move on to other friends. And it's just kind of what you're seeing. It's like what you see, the universe gives back to you as you change. That quote, beautiful quote you shared coming back from a trip, as you're expanded, things around you don't really fit anymore. It's not a judgment, it's just a knowing. You just don't fit here. I've expanded, I've changed. And then you just gravitate to where that feels good and inspiring, and so on and so on and so on. It's really very inspiring, this whole journey.
Yeah, it really is. Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh my gosh. We got 10 minutes
I
left, Sosha.
don't.
Yeah.
We can chat, girl. I
Oh
have to say,
yeah.
like, I mean, this is again why we did the show, which is one of my lessons, is how we came about the show and how we came about the dolphin trip, and watching how that really came about, the smoothness of it. If it's too much mind energy, I just now put it to the side. It's this isn't it, or not at this time. Right? Just like you're
Yeah.
saying, you learn every day. So am I. Everything's a le I see everything as a lesson. I've always learned from everything. Everyone's question. I love to learn. I always see something in it all. But that's what's cool about it. We're just discovering, creating. The more we get aligned with that, our inspirations, it feels different.
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking of learning, so I was telling you this week about this book, the Dolphin Book, and then the Lost Civilization of Atlantis. And I've been learning so much about I feel it's ancient if you're gonna call it history, you know, and it's a fascinating. And it goes in line with what Q's been telling us. I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Are you learning or remembering?
It feels so familiar.
Hmm.
It feels so familiar. Why do I love the ocean so much? I ask myself, why do I want to be by the water so much?
We already know we're mer people.
Well, mer people.
So there's that.
Right.
That's been confirmed.
Right. Right. So it's yeah, it's just fascinating the parallels of Egypt and Mexico. You know, it and the way that he goes through the book and all the things that happened, and we've been doing, just like you said, we've been doing this over and over again. We just changed the location and changed the names, and it's the same thing. This time though, this time it's the light wins, right?
And we've
This
done
is end game.
what I find cool. Sorry to cut in. What I find cool is, as you're sharing, Lauren shared some of the book with me, is many shows ago, we've talked about this as well, and you're getting more. But what I find cool is, as we keep showing up spontaneously, in a sense, and really just feeling now, like, what are we feeling now to talk about? That's what I find kind of cool. Looking in hindsight to see how the puzzle pieces have aligned. We didn't try, right? We want to show up. We always love to be helpful and purposeful and feeling our heart, but then we kind of let it go. But looking back in our past shows, they overlap with what you're sharing, and we're continuing, we keep moving. We met the dolphin. What's next? You know, and it's just this beautiful, oh, that. I love that word. It's a stunning, it's just the stuff I love to delight in. It's the little breadcrumbs. So now observing our breadcrumbs in hindsight goes along with what you're sharing in this book. So maybe we'll do a show on that book. Not
Yeah, I'd
that
love to.
I've read it. You'll have to be the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
You'll have
and
to bring up the points.
yeah, and I actually, you know, I just can't help myself. I ordered the one on Lemuria. Lemuria.
Nice.
Yeah,
Nice.
like figure we balance it out. I mean, it is just fascinating, the connection with the dolphins, and oh my gosh, that's a whole nother show.
It's perfect segue. I would love to read a quote
Please.
to end the show, if you're
Please do.
if you're okay with that. But wait, are we good? Are we going to talk about that on a future show? You good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're inspired, right? Whatever
And
comes up. Something's always
yes.
coming up. We do change regularly.
Yes, we do.
Something else comes up. It's awesome. So coincidence, quinkadink, synchronicity to the wings today for the people. We just love to quote Asha that they shared today, the article Wings. What would happen if we all communicated through our own personal songs and dancing through the sky? Asha. So on that note, thank you, Asha,
Thank
Q,
you,
Marie,
Asha.
the whole team, BBS, Eric. Thank you to our sponsors always. It's so appreciated our listeners. Thank you for being here, all of you. And Lauren, I love you. And what do you feel? Should we have BBS have a wrap?
Yeah, I'd say that's a wrap, and I love you too. And stay tuned for PRQ Project Review with Q coming up next.
Bye-bye.
Bye.